Welcome to 6 Minute English, the program where we explore an interesting topic and bring you some useful items of vocabulary. I'm Rob.
And I'm Neil. And today we are discussing man bags.
Yes, man bags. They're the height of fashion at the moment, a stylish accessory that modern men are carrying. An accessory is an additional item added to something to make it more useful or attractive.
I'm not so sure, Rob. I mean, I wouldn't be seen dead carrying a man bag.
Really? So what do you carry your loose change, your credit cards, tickets and mobile phone in?
Oh, I just stuff everything into my pockets, Rob. It's better than being a laughingstock, carrying a handbag around.
By laughingstock, you mean everyone thinking of you as silly. But you wouldn't be, because it's a man bag, Neil, not a woman's handbag. Maybe I can convince you to change your mind by the end of the programme. But now, let's not forget to ask you today's question.
Is it about man bags by any chance?
It is, so it might be tricky for you to answer. According to market research company Mintel, how many men bought a man bag in the UK last year? Was it A, 5%, B, 15%, or C, 25%?
Well, obviously not many, so I'm going to say 5%. And I'm not one of them.
Oh, right. OK, you've made that very clear. We'll find out the answer at the end of the programme anyway. Now, let's talk more about man bags. For hundreds of years, women have carried their possessions around in handbags. So why can't a man do the same with a man bag?
Maybe it's the name. Why can't it just be a bag? Why does a bag have to have a gender?
It's a trend, Neil. A stylish fashion item designed to look good on men. Many big names have flocked to adopt the trend. Pharrell Williams, David Beckham and Kanye West are just some of those who've been spotted rocking a man bag. Rocking is an informal way of saying wearing.
But what's wrong with a sturdy briefcase? Sturdy means strong and not easily damaged. Are you saying man bags are just fashionable?
No, they're practical too. We've always needed bags to carry stuff around. But what we carry these days has changed. You know, laptops, mobiles, even our lunch. So why not have a trendy-looking bag to carry these things around in?
I think part of the problem is carrying one is not seen as very British by some people. We're not always as stylish as some of our European neighbours, are we?
Well, speak for yourself, Neil. But Nick Carvell, GQ contributing fashion editor, has a reason for this. Here he is speaking on BBC Radio 4's You and Yours programme.
In Britain, we're still very tied up with that idea of masculinity that is almost so fragile that it can be dented by carrying a bag. We think a lot about that in this country in a way that I don't think a lot of European men do.
So Nick feels some British men are still tied up with the idea of masculinity. These are the characteristics traditionally thought to be typical of men. And for us British men, these characteristics are fragile. They can easily be broken.
Yes, we can also call it manliness. Things like not crying during a sad film. It's a slightly old-fashioned idea, but it could still be dented or affected if a man was caught carrying a man bag.
Whereas some European men don't give it a lot of thought, according to Nick Carvell.
But with people like Louis Vuitton, Fendi, Gucci and Dolce & Gabbana designing these bags, they're bound to have a hefty price tag. That's an informal way of saying a high price.
Well, fashion comes at a price, Neil. You need to shake off your inhibitions. That's a feeling of embarrassment that stops you from doing something. And if you really want to be on trend, you could also splash out on a merce. That's a man's purse. Or a mote, a man's tote bag. Have I convinced you?
No, not really, Rob. I have a feeling that a man bag by any other name is, well, a bag. And I have one. My trusty backpack.
Well, for some people, man bags are the thing. But as I asked earlier, according to market research company Mintel, how many men actually bought a man bag in the UK last year? Was it A, 5%, B, 15%, or C, 25%?
And I said A, 5%. Come on, I must have been right.
Well, you were wrong, Neil. The answer was actually 15%. And nearly a quarter of 16 to 34-year-olds have bought one.
Well, as I say, Rob, a good practical backpack is for me. But now, shall we unpack some of the vocabulary we've discussed today? Starting with accessory, which is an additional item added to something to make it more useful or attractive. A tie is a smart accessory to wear with a suit.
Maybe, but you wouldn't catch me wearing a suit in my media job. It's all T-shirts and jeans for us. If I came to work in a suit, I would be a laughingstock. I mean, I would be seen as someone who people think of as silly.
Our next word was sturdy. Something that is sturdy is strong and not easily damaged. If you're walking up a mountain, you need to wear some sturdy walking boots.
Good advice, if I was going up a mountain, which I'm not. Next, we mentioned masculinity. These are the characteristics that are traditionally thought to be typical of men, so we sometimes refer to it as being macho, like Neil went swimming in ice-cold water to prove his masculinity.
That I would never do. I'd rather carry a man bag, despite their hefty price tag. That means high price.
Finally, we also mentioned the word inhibitions. That's feelings of embarrassment that stop you from doing something. Neil's inhibitions are stopping him from carrying a man bag.
It's a bag, Rob, just a bag. But we've talked enough about this, so that's it for this edition of 6 Minute English. But before you rush off to purchase a designer man bag, don't forget to visit our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube pages. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
6 Minute English
from BBC Learning English.